Organic agriculture, not just a fad, it's the real deal. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. This year marks the 29th anniversary of the week-long observation recognizing farmers and ranchers who grow organic and the businesses connected to that production. Oregon Department of Agriculture Director Alexis Taylor says that across the entire country, there is reason to celebrate.
In certified organic sales for every state, we obviously have a lot of organic producers, but we're also selling a lot of organic products and foodstuffs.
Using Oregon as an example of a state that is very involved in organic agriculture, statistics show more than 850 certified organic farms, ranches, and agribusinesses with more than 175,000 acres under organic production. Oregon leads the nation in production and sales of organic potatoes, snap beans, hazelnuts, and sales only of organic hay. And there's one more percentage that's worth mentioning.
91% of Oregon households buy some organic products, and so that's really exciting. There is a huge demand for organic products, and it's kind of a piece of that food plate for families.
While most sales of organic ag across the United States take place locally, there's a growing demand for what organic producers grow regionally, nationally, and in the export market. Translation, organic agriculture is big business.
Some people are just conventional, some people are just organic, and then we have a whole host of people who do everything in between. Ranching, farming, raising any kind of product, it's really about coexistence, and oftentimes it's about coexistence within your own farm boundaries.
David Sparks.